Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the M'Shane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Numbers 9, Psalm 45, Song of Solomon 7, and Hebrews 7. Make moves or make excuses. That line I first heard in a song and I loved it because I am a doer. While I may not embrace the principles of GTD, the system, I'm definitely a guy who likes to get things done. Often my energy has me making moves like Chicago voting, early and often. As I have embraced a very full pace of life, I have been actively working on hearing the voice of God in the moves that I make. I formerly would take days and weeks to make some of the simplest decisions, wanting to ensure that when I did take this step, that my step was one ordained by God. I, however, have discovered that it is impossible to know that you know that 100% of your decisions are ordained by God and what God has set aside for you. Sometimes you have to move forward without total confirmation. We aren't always in a season with clouds and fire leading us in the way it did with the Israelites. Today, we read in Numbers 9, the establishment of the tabernacle and God's representative presence being on it by day as a cloud and by night as fire. This was a clear sign to God's people that He was there. And that He was leading and guiding. With this confirmed presence of God, they operated in confidence of His leadership. Numbers 9, 17 and 22 says, "And whenever the cloud lifted from over the tent," they're referring to the tabernacle, "after that the people of Israel set out, and in the place where the cloud settled down, there the people of Israel camped. Whether it was 2 days or a month, or a longer time that the cloud continued over the tabernacle, abiding there, the people of Israel remained in camp and did not set out, but when it lifted, they set out." So their primary concern wasn't the binary options of making moves or making excuses. It was about the third and more important option, obeying God. It's easy to be focused on making things happen with kingdom intentionality, but it's important that we do focus primarily on making obedience happen. As we patiently wait on God's leadership in the absence of clear direction, we must lean into God's presence within us through the Spirit and move forward as we believe honors Him. But as faithful followers, we must continue to pursue His cloud and fire. We must recognize that at a moment's notice, the direction chosen could be altered as the cloud lifts or is shown to land somewhere else. The question for the doers, and maybe even more so for those who operate much slower, is will you abandon the presumed direction and follow what has become a clearer direction from God? That is another difficult layer of decision making that is hardest for leaders, I believe, because we fear sometimes that a sharp redirection sends a signal to those following that the leader made a mistake or doesn't know where they're going. The truth is, humility is so key if we are to be led by the Spirit. We must recognize that they are not our people as much as they are God's people. We must humble ourselves to the point that even before we broadcast a decision or begin in a direction, that we also prepare the people with the framework for being led by the Spirit, and that God is truly in charge and can change the direction at will. The ability to pivot like that is, I believe, a new church leadership skill for many being developed in this COVID season we are in at the time of this podcast. But it's also one that shakes us loose from our dependence on structures and systems and mindsets that keep us moving in a direction, like that faulty thinking of sunk cost bias, believing that we can't change direction because we've invested so much and would lose too much. The humility that wraps this skill up allows us to let go of the journey and trust the one who brings the cloud and lights the fire. So today, let us decide, no matter what our pace in life and ministry is, that we will passionately pursue God's leadership. And not only when we think we need his direction, but at all times, knowing that he is a God who can always bring redirection. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us your spirit that leads and guides us, a lot like the cloud and the fire of your presence were for the Israelites. And Father God, I pray that you would strengthen us through your spirit to have great patience and perseverance in the direction, to wait on you, but then to move forward and pursue you as we best know how, Lord God, believing that in every single moment that you are with us, Lord God, despite sometimes what feels like uncertainty, that while we may be uncertain in the direction, we can be certain in your presence. And in that, we can move forward in confidence, Lord God. So bring more of your spirit that gives us that confidence to go and to not only make moves, but to be obedient. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. I hope it's blessed you. Go ahead and hit me up at armandandunshackledonetwork.org if you've got a prayer request. Leave a comment on the website, fivebythefire.org, if you'd love to comment. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate it on iTunes and share it wherever you can so people can be blessed by this as well. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.